American Language Course, Book 28, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a conversation, then select the answer that tells where the conversation is taking place.
Hi.
Hello!
Can you tell me how I can get a card? I haven't been here before and I'd like to check out some books.
Sure. All we need to do is see an ID card. And are you here permanent party or TDY?
Permanent party.
Okay, fine. Just fill out the information on the front, and if you have any family members you want to use the card, just turn it over and put their names on the back.
Okay. Okay, how long can you keep books?
Well, our book policy here is we check in twice a month, so they're due on the 1st and 15th, so you can have them mm-hmm. from 2 to 4 weeks, depending on when you check them out.
Where is this conversation taking place? The answer is B. The conversation is taking place at the library. Look at Figure 2. Listen to a dialogue and mark the materials that can be checked out of the library.
Oh, I see. And somebody told me you have video cassettes here.
Yeah, we've got about 1,000 for videos.
Oh, that's great.
Quite a few. You can check them out for 1 week, and you can check out up to 2 at a time.
2 at a time. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Can you renew them?
You can renew your CLEP videos and the examination videos, but not the entertainment movie ones.
Oh,
just too much demand.
You have movies too, huh?
Uh-huh. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Are they the current movies? You have up to date?
We don't carry first run movies, no.
Mm-hmm.
We carry cheap movies.
Oh.
So we do try and save money. So they're uh-huh. older and some of the classics, and we do carry quite a range of children's titles.
Now, let's check your answers. The correct answers are B and D, examination videos and children's movies. Current or first run movies and newspapers are items which can't be checked out of the library. Turn to Figure 3. What kinds of audio cassette tapes are available at the main library? Listen to a conversation and write your answers.
Mm-hmm. What about audio cassette tapes?
Audio cassettes, we got books on cassettes, and those are for adults mm-hmm. and children, mm-hmm. and we also have music cassettes. Mm-hmm. We have a record collection, too, but it's a little bit older than the music cassettes,
mm-hmm.
and those
mm-hmm.
are checked out the same length of time
mm-hmm.
as a book.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find the audio cassettes? Can I go and get them myself?
Right over here by this cabinet.
Now, write your answers. Let's check your answers. you should have written books for adults, books for children, and music. All of these are available at the library on audio cassette tapes. Look at figure 4. Listen to a conversation and answer this question. What does the woman like to do while she's driving in her car? Listen.
Do you have a listing of what you have available in the cassettes?
Yes, we sure do.
For both for the videos and for the audio?
Hopefully for the videos. That list goes pretty fast. Let me see if I have more copies left.
Oh. Do you have a listing of what you have in audio cassettes? Because I like to listen to books when I'm driving. And
yes.
It makes the time go faster.
Yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Well, I have to pick up one of those.
Mark your answer. The answer is C. While she's driving her car, the woman likes to listen to books on tape. Now look at figure 5. Which newspapers can you read in this library? Listen and mark the correct answers.
Do you take the New York Times?
Yes.
How about the San Francisco Chronicle?
No, unfortunately, the only out-of-town newspapers we get right now, in addition to the Times, we get the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the Houston Chronicle, and those we only get Sundays.
Now, let's check your answers. The correct answers are A, C, and D. This library does not subscribe to the San Francisco Chronicle. Please look at figure 6. Listen to a conversation and answer this question. What are the three different categories you can find books listed under in the card catalog?
Let's see, I guess I need to know where the card catalog is so I can look up books. Do you have the...
Yes, it's right there in the front, and we have, it's divided into the old author title and subject format.
It's still Dewey Decimal, huh?
Yes, we use Dewey Decimal system.
Okay.
How can you find books listed in the library's card catalog? Write your answers now. You should have written by author, title, and subject. Please turn to figure 7. Read the questions now. Listen to a conversation, then select the correct answer to the questions. Listen.
Okay. How about fines? Do you have a fine for overdue library books?
No, we don't charge fines.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good deal. What about people who don't bring back their video cassettes?
People who don't bring back video cassettes, if they're late, and we're pretty understanding, if they would just call us and tell us they're going to be late, we will renew them for them, pretty much, for one day anyway.
Uh-huh.
But we don't, all we'll do is suspend people for 30 days if they bring them back late. Again, so much demand and a limited number.
Uh-huh.
On the books, our policy is pretty simple. If we've sent out an overdue notice for you and you haven't returned the books, then we won't let you check out until they are back.
Answer the questions. Let's check your answers. Number one is B. People are suspended for 30 days if they don't return videos. Number two is B. If books are not returned, other books cannot be checked out. Look at figure 8. Read the question now. Listen to the librarian's answer to a question and take notes. Write the hour that the library is open each day.
Oh, how about hours? And are you open every day?
Yes, we are. On Monday through Thursdays, we're open 10 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, we're open 10 to 6:30. And then on Sundays, we're open 11 to 7.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be great to have a library I could use on Sunday. The city libraries just never, ever open on Sunday.
I think a lot of the Air Force ones aren't going to be either.
Well, I guess that is a way they could save money.
Yes.
Check your answers. Number one. The answer is 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
On Monday through Thursdays, we're open 10 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Number two. You should have written 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Friday and Saturday, we're open 10 to 6:30, and then...
Number three. The answer is 11 a.m. till 7 p.m.
And then on Sundays, we're open 11 to 7.
Please go to figure 9. Listen to a conversation about equipment which is available for people to use at the library. The items in the first column are hardware. The items in the right-hand column are software. Just scan the columns as you listen, then answer the question at the bottom of figure 9.
Let's see. How about computers and typewriters? Do you have things?
We sure do. We've got two customer-use computers. They're IBM clones. We've got near-letter quality printers. We've got WordPerfect, WordStar, Enable version 2.15. We have LightWriter if you need help with your your grammar checking. And we have Little First Publisher. It'll make simple signs and slides if you want a little bit fancier or bigger lettering. We have five customer-use typewriters. So if you, and they're pretty busy, but don't worry. Mm-hmm. Usually, especially on a weekend at night, we have plenty of staff machines. So if they're all full, just ask a staff member, and we'll find one for you somewhere.
Is there any charge for using
no
the computers?
No charge.
Or the typewriters either?
No. The only thing we ask is please don't store anything on our hard drives on our computers, and don't take anything off.
Are computers and computer software available for use free of charge at the library? You should have circled yes. Please turn to figure 10. Listen to a conversation, then answer this question. What do you have to do before you check books out of the library?
Is there anything you want to tell me about? Let's see, you said I had to fill out something before I get my card. What is that? Did you give me
a little registration card? And I just here and just fill this out very easily. And then this is the one we keep, and that's your new number. And then this card is for you to take with you, so you always know your number.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to bring the card whenever I come in?
If possible. Mm-hmm. If not, we can look up your name. That's why we keep this one you filled
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much. And
oh, you're welcome.
I am so glad I finally found the library.
What do you have to do before you check books out of the library? The answer is letter C. Fill out a registration card. This is the end of tape 4D, book 28.